Well, now more news from the area, and these are the headlines. Norwich Airport reports record passenger numbers, and youngsters working for Nelson's Journey meet with a government minister. But we start with the life-affirming story of a Norwich rough sleeper who's turned his life around.
A former chef who became a rough sleeper in Norwich will return to the kitchen after a social enterprise raised £20,000 to launch a market food stall. Rob Sampson fell into a spiral of depression, drug addiction and rough sleeping after the death of his wife, which at his lowest ebb saw him standing on a platform at Norwich train station. But a delayed train, a timely call from a hostel and subsequent help from Leap saw his luck change, and for the best part of the last year he has been volunteering with the organisation. Now he will return to preparing food in his old sleeping spot after Leap's trading arm, The Feed, raised £20,000 through a crowdfunding page to set up a food stall in Norwich Market. He said the stall, which will be staffed by people from disadvantaged backgrounds, will give the organisation a face and would raise awareness of how easy it is to become homeless. "Homeless people, they're invisible," he said. "You walk past them every day and everybody's got a story. It could be your father, your son, anybody could be homeless just like that. It happens quickly. That's why this stall is such a great idea. It gives a face to The Feed so people know what we are about." He said he would be going back to college in April to complete a coaching and mentoring course. Leap hopes to open the stall next month, and having hit its crowdfunding target more than 2 weeks early, is hoping to raise an extra £5,000. Andrew Baker, hospitality catering coach for The Feed, said Mr. Sampson's confidence levels had gone through the roof. "He's an awesome chef, so it's really great to have him on the scene," he said.
Young people working with a children's bereavement charity shared their views with a government minister when she visited the organisation. Members of Nelson's Journey Youth Panel spoke passionately about the work they'd been doing with the organisation when they shared with Justice Secretary Elizabeth Truss some of the projects that they'd created. This included the Smiles and Tears app for smartphones, where bereaved children can save memories and seek support. It was launched a year ago, and so far it's been downloaded more than 1,000 times. The panel also told Ms. Truss about mindfulness postcards, colouring sheets, and a special bereavement box which contains items and activities to help others. It was her first time visiting Smiles House, and after a tour, Ms. Truss said she was impressed with the support and facilities available at the site based at Octagon Business Park off Hospital Road in Little Plumstead. She said, "What this is all about is encouraging young people and children to deal with what they're struggling with, and that's important. We do know that with young offenders, there's a high rate who've suffered bereavement. If we deal with this earlier, by early intervention, we can help to reduce that."
The impact of litter on Norfolk's wildlife is being highlighted as part of a campaign to clean up the county. Nigel Ford, who launched the Love Norfolk, Hate Litter campaign, said there have been numerous cases of dead animals being seen during litter picks around the county. Mr. Ford, 68, from Hardingham near Dereham, said, "The impact litter has on wildlife is one of the key reasons why I'm running this campaign. Shrews, voles and mice are the main victims we've seen. They often get trapped in drinks cans and die of starvation or from stress. The RSPCA receives more than 5,000 calls a year regarding animals being harmed or killed by litter." Mr. Ford said Norfolk's wildlife is one of the great things about the county. "We hope to raise awareness and encourage people to stop dumping cans and urge people to get out and do litter picks and take pride in the county." The Love Norfolk, Hate Litter campaign launched in September. Its ambition is to see every resident of Norfolk complete at least one litter pick. The campaign has been backed by 8 Norfolk councils and organisations, including CPRE, the Country Land and Business Association and the Norfolk Club. 3 Norfolk MPs, Keith Simpson, Henry Bellingham and Clive Lewis, have completed litter picks as part of the campaign, and Mr. Ford hopes other MPs will do so.
The number of passengers flying from Norwich Airport last year topped 500,000 for the first time since 2008, according to the latest figures. A 10% increase saw the total climb to 506,007 passengers from the 2015 total of 462,664. The airport said the launch of several new routes in 2016, including the return of year-round flights to Malaga and Alicante, underpinned the rise. Norwich Airport Managing Director Richard Pace said, "The return of the Spanish Sunshine flights has been a huge success, with double-digit increases in March, April and May. July and November were among our best ever, both up by 19%. And Chambéry has proved popular, helping us to end the year 9% up in December and 10% overall." He added that a new weekly service to the Greek island of Rhodes, increased flights to Jersey and special flights to Dubrovnik and Venice would continue the growth.
People living on new housing estates could be left in the dark over plans to transfer responsibility for hundreds of streetlights in Broadland over to parishes. As Norfolk County Council no longer adopts new street lighting on residential streets, Broadland District Council are set to vote this week to decide whether they should take on the responsibility. And despite two committees recommending the district manages any future street lighting, Cabinet overturned their recommendations. Instead, they have recommended to full council they should not take on any new lights after April 2018, and responsibility for 716 footway lights the district is responsible for in five parishes should fall to the parish councils. The report going to the full council meeting says the decision taken by Norfolk County Council in 2015 created a risk that highways on significant new developments may be adopted with no appropriate footway lighting. There is a potential problem if a parish where considerable growth is planned is not prepared to manage street lighting. The current average cost of maintaining each street light is £155.39 a year. Under proposals to transfer responsibility for maintained street lights to parishes, residents in the affected parishes of Helsdon, Drayton, Great Witchingham, Freethorpe and Wroxham would see the special expense element of their council tax rise to cover the cost.